Welcome to The Never Ending Startup by Dr. John Drain. At The Never Ending Startup Podcast, we inspire startups to learn how to navigate the future and realize their journey is circular and never ending. I'm Grace and I will be keeping you up to date with the latest episodes and upcoming topics, as well as Dr. John's insightful interviews with modern startups. In this episode, we are excited to announce our first special interview with an accelerator startup from the University of Newcastle's I2N Integrated Innovation Network. Dr. John interviews Leonie Cutts, who is the co-founder of CCS Corporation, known for creating virtual and physical image cards for facilitation, coaching, and self-discovery. CCS Corporation has now been developing and distributing the CCS cards concept for over 20 years, with the tool having been used in more than 70 countries around the world. Their most recent innovation is called Carissa, which is an easy-to-use mobile app that provides game-like image-driven activities for carers and families, including aged care situations. See our podcast page for more information on the startups we interview and their exciting profiles. Stay tuned also for updates on Dr. John's coaching and mentor program. The Never Ending Startup is both a podcast and an upcoming book. The podcast forms part of the book's promotion and release. The book and the podcast build a social and entrepreneurial framework for startup journey and longevity. See our podcast page for more information and updates also. The team and content include readings and reflections of passages of the upcoming book by Dr. John. It also includes outlines of key chapter themes by our in-house narrator, Noah. We hope you enjoy our exciting new podcast, and it helps you navigate your startup journey.
Dr. John here, and I hope you're enjoying the never-ending startup. This and our last episode centers around the theme of journey and exploration. Episode 2 showed how I was inspired by the adventures of the famous marine explorer, entrepreneur, and scientist Jacques Cousteau. Cousteau became known as the inventor of scuba diving, and this spurred my pathways from my laundry lab to the adventure pathway through our backyard tree, which I will continue in upcoming episodes. Meanwhile, to pause from my story, I'd like to focus on the theme of journey and bring you to the present in 2024 and introduce you to a modern innovator. I'm thrilled to have been able to interview I2N accelerator Leonie Cutts, an enduring entrepreneur and co-founder of CCS Corporation, which has been operating for 20 years. I chose Leonie as the first special interview because her founder and startup story already has longevity and endurance. Their new innovation is called Carissa, which is an easy-to-use mobile app that provides game-like, image-driven activities for carers and families, including aged care situations. Our special interviews are based on five themes that resonate with the never-ending startup itself. About the innovation, the story so far, the journey, who inspired you, and the future. So listen in to this fascinating story, the story of endurance and innovation. I'm excited to welcome our new guest to the podcast, who has created an accelerator startup as part of the University of Newcastle's Integrated Innovation Network, or I2N. Now, I2N is an innovation hub which helps startups to develop their exciting new ideas into valuable commercial and social offerings. Our guest is Leonie Cutts, who is co-founder of CCS Corporation, the developers of the CCS cards used in facilitation, coaching, and self-discovery. These image-based cards are the flagship of their new digital product, Carissa, designed to create more meaningful, measurable moments of connection in aged care. CCS cards have been used across industries and around the globe. The cards allow for clearer communication and better participation in groups of any size and from anywhere. I've had the benefit of experiencing the app in session with Leonie and was amazed at its immediate connectivity to my memories and their importance in my life. I could also see their immediate benefit to facilitators in many situations. Now, I can't wait to hear how such a powerful tool is used in group settings and also in the aged care situation. Well, hi, Leonie. Great to have you here on the Never Ending Startup. Can you tell me a little bit about your Carissa and the story so far? That'd be great.
Oh, love to, John, and thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure.
So, Carissa, I guess to give you a backstory, if I go back, yeah. Where it all began was actually in 1993, we were playing around with images and my partner came up with a concept for a board game, which we called Compatibility. And that was the seed that created our love and passion for using images to create meaningful connection. So initially we created a board game that went around the world. We've been working with images for the last, 30 years.
So just pausing on that. So you actually made a board game and that was a marketable item that went around the world and people were buying that and playing. And was it an adult game or meaning adults, sort of not adult-only game, but or was it a child game or how did it work?
Yeah, no, a family board game.
Family board game.
Yep, anybody. Yeah. So literally using, so everybody had the same set of cards, which were images, photographs, illustrations and words, and a topic would come up, like, let's say love, and everybody around the board would choose 5 cards to show what love meant for them, and whoever had the most matches would ultimately became the most compatible couple, if you like. So a lot of fun, a lot of conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And in a romantic or semi or a friend setting, I guess. Was that the whole idea? Or was it more romantic?
It was never meant to be romantic. Actually had a lot of couples that did not match at all.
Oh, really? So it was a revelation product as well.
Yeah.
So that's good. All right, so moving off the board game, how did that then evolve into where you are? What was the next step?
Yeah, so then over the last number of years, we then took that concept and just recognizing that images were a beautiful way to open up conversation and create meaningful connection. So we then use that in the corporate world, having people use the images for creating visions and values for organizations, which has been a really kind of purposeful piece of work there, but also in team alignment. So I guess that was part of creating vision. And we then use them in schools and in counselling and with companies like Relationships Australia and coaching.
Wow. So it's like visualisation and it had both a strategic context, but it also had a team context or something like that. It had both of those dimensions.
Yes.
It's amazing. And so where did it find its place? Was it in the business world or government or what was it? How did it all go?
Yeah,
a bit of everything.
Yeah, a bit of everything, right. Honestly. And it's one of those things that it literally you can use it because it's such a simple technique and can be used in so many different places. And ultimately, then in 2019, we had our first foray into aged care, just looking at where else do we need to have meaningful connection. And
so on that point, why did you go from that very sort of like it was a corporate government whatever into aged care? What was the thing that drew you into there?
So a couple of things. One was my experience of having one of my parents in hospital actually, and just going, what is it about facilities when you go into any of those facilities and you just suddenly have nothing to say?
Yeah.
Suddenly all that connection, all that relationship just goes, and you're talking about what you have for breakfast and the weather, and it gets very uncomfortable very quickly.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And
so was that a means of bridging that gap with hospital staff who are doing their job and they're all great people, but maybe the system's a bit kind of cold or something. Is that what's happening? Am I being mean?
Are you not being mean? No, no, no. I think, well, I think it definitely, well, in hospitals, obviously the focus is physical care, but I don't know. The leap was for me to talk about, we just said, let's look at aged care. So we had a trial in our local aged care home using our physical cards and having we worked with the carers and also the families to use the cards to have different kinds of conversations with their loved one in aged care.
And so that connected. Did you teach them? Was it a tutorial? Did you go in and teach 10 people who are in aged care and then train them, or what? How did it work?
Yeah, and that was actually a really fun part of it. Yeah. So we spent, I had a 90-minute session with the carers. Yeah. So what was really important when we did it was to not only just teach them how to do it, but actually to have the experience for themselves.
Yeah.
So even, and I guess that was perhaps taking our work from the corporate world, that you would have had these carers who potentially don't get the time to sit together and actually connect. So for them, it was incredibly valuable, even just from that perspective, to have 90 minutes together to find out a bit more about each other. So it was a way of getting them to learn the tool, but also to have a valuable moment of connection for themselves.
Fantastic. So it morphed in 2014 into this realm. And
that was
2019.
Yep.
Sorry. And,
that's okay.
And then it's now 2022, you launched Carissa. Mm. Is that the timeline? How did it go?
Yeah, well, the timeline is the bop-bong COVID.
Got it.
So clearly, yay, we're all excited. 2019, great pilot. 2020 hits. We're ready to go full steam. And then we're locked out of aged care. So
that was challenging.
So that caused a whole kind of rewrite, going, what do we do from here for all of our business, for the corporate world as well as for aged care? So we took our cards and we made a digital product. So we called it originally the Virtual Facilitation Environment, or VFE for our CCS cards. And we developed that for the learning and development space. So a lot of our clients, going online for meetings, et cetera, they were able to now use the cards. So
you're still working the floor on the corporate and the government and the other stuff. And but the age of care was, and COVID, no contact, created online or the app. Is that it?
Yes. Yes. So COVID caused a massive pause with aged care. To be honest, that was just like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
So then our next challenge was, can we convert at what we had in the physical cards? Will the digital work in aged care? So that's where in really it was the end of 2021-22, really 2022, that we started playing around with that and saying, testing. And a big part of last year was then going full force saying, okay, what we can't just use the learning and development tool. We need to create a specific product for aged care to make it much more simple and accessible for families and carers and the resident to enjoy. So that's where Carissa was born.
Okay, fantastic. So, look, now it's definitely a stage. It's COVID situation and you're creating an app. You're not creating physical cards.
Mm-hmm.
How did that go with the take-up, you got a tech in to do it and you had to trial it? How did it all work?
Yeah. So initially we used our learning and development app. So we in aged care, which was so we had 13 care homes in Scotland and we've had one aged care home here in Australia trial using the picture card conversations and had really great results. So engagement has, in every single case, has increased.
And in Scotland
has
to start
also increased.
With. And in Scotland, a brief note on why Scotland? Are you of Scottish heritage or something?
I'm not of Scottish heritage, but it's just like, as things work. So a contact... I had a contact in the UK who was working actually with sporting imagery. He approached us and said, I want to talk about using images for behavioural change, which was very much part of the work that we were doing.
Yeah.
So we collaborated and he got us into Scottish care.
That's amazing. Amazing. All right. Well, look, that's our first part of this sort of interview. I wanted to move on to the next segment, which is what inspired you? What I'd like to know also is what has inspired you?
Oh, when I think of inspiration, I actually think it's probably, I think about I the first job I had after teaching, so I taught for a whole of 12 months, then got a job in the corporate world in a wellness company that was a US-based company and was all about personal development. And it literally was like I had been put in this space and went, holy cow, my whole world opened up. So, but the company was all about, it wasn't just what we did, but it was how we did it. So they were all about us being better at, you know, in ourselves. So the personal development that we got was incredible. And it just literally was, I just sat there and went, oh my goodness, this is, you know, I looked at life differently and I was inspired to do better. And it just, that probably escalated my, I always have been someone interested in personal development.
Absolutely. And so I also heard that there's, you learned not only about wellness, but you learned about the culture of that organization, instilling good values within yourself. That's an alignment with the wellness that you're providing. Is that what it is? Is that going too far?
Yeah, no, that's not going too far because that always mattered to me. I think it was more the spark in terms of seeing the world differently. So I think I had quite a conservative upbringing, I guess. And when I was in this organization, it was just like, you can be anything. You can, I hadn't heard those things before. It was just like, you can step out of the box. You don't have to do it the way that it, so it really set me. And the final piece that they did for me, which really changed, turned our life around and actually helped us get the board game on the market, was they sent me to an Anthony Robbins seminar. It was just a one day thing, but it literally, it was like, right, that's it. And that was the start of, let's get the game on the market. So after 5 years of having the game in and out of the box, 6 months later, we had it licensed.
Okay, fantastic.
And went worldwide. So
That's an amazing achievement. And but I have to say, with Anthony Robbins, did you do the fire walk?
I did not. I only did the one day. Did spend $350 on his tapes. They were tapes at the time, and listened to every single one of them.
Okay, so that segued into your development of the CCS cards, but also the values behind it, things like that. Is that what I'm hearing? Okay, yeah. And is there sort of like a celebrity or a star or a singer or anything that has inspired you over the years?
Oh, again, there's been so many. I think now I would say my absolute hero right now, as for many people, certainly in the coaching space and self-development space, is Brené Brown.
Ah, Brené is fantastic. Yeah. Sorry, can you talk about her? Because not everyone might know her, although she's very well known.
I know. Yeah. So Brené first discovered her, as many millions of people have, on the TED Talk, so her talk on vulnerability. And I think I've purchased every single one of her books. So she, you know, she talks about leadership, but she also, it's all about personal development. One of the favorite books that she is, her recent one is The Atlas of the Heart, where she breaks down basically every emotion and what does it really mean, and just the nuances between. So it's just, again, just really helping people to understand ourselves a little better. And I think it really ties into, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on this. I feel like the COVID years really shifted how people are now, and I feel like it allowed people to be much more authentic. You know, like you're on Zoom calls and you've got your kids coming into the room, or you've been interrupted, or you got, everyone knows everyone's got their pajama pants on. I think that's amazing. So I, you know, and I think Brené has certainly been a voice around authenticity and being your true self, which again has been a core part of our work and using the cards to draw out, who are you really? Like, I don't want to do small talk. Like,
that's a
like,
tough question too, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really confronting. And she was the first, I think, not the first in the world, I guess, but she researched shame.
Yes.
Is that correct? And she researched shame in women.
Yeah.
And just was so empowering for women, which is lovely, isn't it? So, yes, and I won't go to what it meant for men, but some guy did comment, and then she tried to Well, she worked on segueing that into the male culture, but she was mainly on female, which is fantastic. So that's great. This brings us to our next section, which is about journey. There's a lot of a, I guess, a theme of journey in that last segment, which is who inspired you or what inspired you. And so now this section is actually on journey. And because we've covered a fair bit of that, and by all means, if you want to talk more about your journey as a person, what I always try and bring in, what sort of a song or an experience is there that inspired you and kept you going?
I love songs. I guess a lot of people, you know, music is so good for stirring you up and helping you move. And when we were creating our board game, we were trying to get it on the market, and it literally was it felt like forever of to-ing and fro-ing. And our song that we used then was by Katie Lane, Constant Craving.
Constant craving.
Yeah.
Love that song.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So what did it mean? How does that relate to what you just said?
Well, I think we were just going, there was this thing that we just had to, this nut we had to crack, I guess. And it's how do we get that? So it was this craving to be more, to be better, to have our thing out there.
So, what do you think she was talking about? Constant craving was about over the horizon, or?
Just the feeling of the time. So we literally would turn it up at full volume and sing it at full volume before we'd go into any meeting. So it just got us in the zone.
Look, and also you mentioned your partner, which is really important as well. I realize Craig's in the background there as your partner, and that's a really important thing. Is that also part of the journey to have someone to sort of bounce off and someone who tells you, look, this sucks, or this is fantastic, you know, a bit of really a sort of truth and things like that. How's that work?
Well, it's interesting being partners in business and partners in life.
Yes.
Definitely, there's a lot of saying that's rubbish or
Yes.
that's we're very candid with each other.
Absolutely.
But that's important. Actually, I was just on that note though, I think for both of us, what we found through the I2N program,
Yep.
the most important thing is actually that piece around having others help you.
Ah,
So the
terrific.
coaching and the mentoring and the support that this program has given us after working for ourselves for 30 years has been.
Okay, but look, I'm not going to let off you. We need another song, so give me another song
Well,
and we'll finish up this segment. So, what
yes,
else you
let's do
got?
that. Let's do that. Okay, my song of the moment now is The Living Years by Mike and the Mechanics.
Wow.
And the reason being, it covers off so many important things. And probably ties into my little bit of philosophy of life, which is world peace, one conversation at a time. It's like we might not always get it right. We don't always have the best conversations, but let's have the conversation
Yep.
and let's try again and let's try again and let's listen to each other. The importance of saying it now, you know, like he says in there, say it now, say it clear, and
Yep.
it's in the living years. Let's do it now. Let's not regret.
Wow.
Let's have the conversation. Every generation blames the one before. I
Yeah.
can kind of see my kids going, look at you guys. And actually, they probably should blame us for a lot of stuff that's going on in the world
Yeah.
right
Yeah.
now.
Yes, it's a generational thing. Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. All right, so look, that's great. We've done two songs, and so we're just going to go into the next segment now, which is the future. We've covered who inspired you, the story so far, and journey, and we've listened to two songs, and it's been lovely listening to your story and also your inspirations and things like that. So, but let's get out of the past and let's look at the future. So, Leonie, my prompt there is, what philosophy guides you forward for the future?
So probably the bringing people together for a purpose has always been something that I have done and enjoyed. A philosophy, I guess maybe it's, so it would be that, and it is the world peace, one conversation at a
Yeah,
time. It's a
yeah.
bit of a life philosophy.
Okay.
I think tied into that though is our values around how we do what we do, which is really do good and make good. So it's about, there's been a lot of, well, a lot, there's been projects we've turned down when you feel like the values disconnect. So it's, are we is what we're creating doing good for the world or for some piece of the world? And if it's not, then let's not do that. So definitely do good and make good.
Okay, and so that's not a commercial theme that you're saying there either, which is really, you know, interesting and important. How does that tie in with the commerciality? And is it, do you do a lot of benevolent work anyway? Or how does that work?
I think actually our focus has always been more on the actually, yes, you know, it hasn't been commercial, even though our products have been sold
Success.
Commercially.
Yes.
It's more about we're driven by how can this make a difference.
Well, what's lovely about that is that it has, what is it, base value that is of use to people, and then the money can flow.
Yeah.
And you're not particularly, you're not trying to become a major sort of entrepreneur or anything like that. You're not trying to create a huge empire. Is that correct, or is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I think our first port of call is always what's a thing that we can create that will help this fulfill this need,
yeah,
and being driven by that. Honestly, we probably need that little finance head in our organization that can help us make it more commercial.
I didn't mean to ambush you, but
that's all right.
Show me the money.
You can do that.
You know. What's that, Tom Cruise?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we haven't really had that, and yeah, we probably should.
But also, how long has CCS been going? So that's another relevant question to that.
Yeah, so we've been what 30 years or so.
Wow.
Yeah.
You need to do your own podcast celebrating 30 years, like this one. That's lovely. So there's a longevity that you've enjoyed. You have a great partnership, and one of the things I said in the intro to this whole podcast is with two people you can do anything, and that's a lovely philosophy. And for you to have a business partner and a life partner, that's really special, even though sometimes they drive you mad, okay, and vice versa. Anyway, so it's good. All right, now that's lovely. Okay, look, so we've come a long way in the this interview, and I've really loved it. You know, we've looked at the story so far, who inspired you, which also had an element of journey, and then journey in the songs that inspired you and the people and things like that, and the context of that, and then into the future, that it's values, and that has underwritten your longevity as well of CCS Corporation, as well as having a partner in life. So how about we close with, is there a sort of like a saying or something like that that you really like that helps with that closing of the interview?
I really liked how you said that about the two. When there's two, you can do anything. So one of my favorite quotes is, if you want to go fast, go alone.
Yep.
If you want to go far, go together.
Oh, I love
and
that.
That's definitely been something that I...
That's a key thing.
Yeah, it's a key thing.
And that's a lovely one. So, and that's sort of one for the pool room, isn't it?
Yeah.
On the wall or on the fridge. So it's lovely. All right, well, look, I'm going to close the interview. I really want to thank you for taking time, and I've really loved talking to you and hearing your story, and I wish you well with your lovely Carissa app.
Thank you, John.
Okay.
Been a pleasure.
No worries. Dr. John here, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Never-Ending Startup. And my special interview with Leonie Cutts from CCS Corporation. The next episode returns to our audio book preview, which centers around the theme of curiosity, inherited traits, and philosophy. We cover the intense curiosity of Professor Julius Sumner Miller, who brought the world into his science lab through his own TV show. I pause to recognize my own inherited traits, which played out as a younger person in the form of OCD, anxiety, and claustrophobia, and that how they shaped my life in a positive way. Also, how I was introduced to philosophy, or the love of wisdom, through attending an elective class in my MBA in the early 1990s and learning the philosophy of management through Dr. Robert Spillane. Episodes follow the chapter themes of the never-ending startup, including curiosity, discovery, journey, and direction. And we're also very excited about bringing you more interviews with accelerator startups from the I2N network. Now, remember, at the Never Ending Startup, we inspire startups to learn how to navigate the future and realize their journey is circular and never ending.
Thanks for visiting the Never Ending Startup podcast. Dr. John's book by the same name is upcoming, and this podcast and its episodes provide a summary of the book and its audience, reach, and objectives. I will be keeping you up to date on the latest episodes, startup interviews, events, and offerings that Dr. John provides, like coaching, his latest book release, and webinars. See our podcast page for more information on the startups and their exciting profiles. We would love to hear from you, and simply go to johndrain.net and to the contact form on the sidebar. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. See our podcast page on johndrain.net. It is spelled johndrane.net. We inspire startups to learn how to navigate the future and realize their journey is circular and never ending.